Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with a teacher in the Mid Prairie Music Department, Allison Greiner, about their upcoming concert next week. How long have you been involved with the Mid Prairie Music Department?
I've been substituting since maybe a little bit in November and now mostly all of December. So my kids also attend Mid Prairie, so I've, you know, attended lots of concerts, but this is my first time getting a chance to actually work in the classroom with the choir.
And how's that been going so far?
It's been going great. It's been a super awesome experience. I've taught music for 21 years, but I was in the elementary classroom for most of those years, and so it's been a lot of fun getting to know the high schoolers, and they've been lots of help and great kids to work with.
It's a whole different animal at the high school level, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Kind of like it, though. It's a little bit different, and it's, I don't know, I can relate to them pretty well, and they're pretty easygoing, so they've been easy on me.
That's good to hear. So as we look ahead to the Mid Prairie Music Concert, or Winter Concert, when and where will that be held this year?
It will be held at the Mid Prairie Gymnasium here at the school at 7:15 on Tuesday the 20th of December.
And what can audiences expect to see or hear at the performance? What groups are performing? What are some songs? Things like that.
Yeah, the high school band will be performing. I'm mostly in charge of the music part of it, so I'm aware that the Ladies Lyrica Choir will be performing, and the Mixed Choir will also be performing. We also have a group of students that will be singing solos.
And this is a question I usually direct to the students, but what is a song that you're particularly looking forward to, one that you enjoy hearing from the students?
One of my favorites this year is Silent Night. It's always a beautiful traditional Christmas song, but just the way that they perform it and just, you know, the meaning of the time of the year, it's just a really beautiful kind of way to just relax and really remember what the season is about.
And obviously a lot of parents and family members will be attending this concert, but for maybe those outside community members who are thinking about it, why do you believe that they should attend this performance?
I definitely think that Mid Prairie has one of the best music programs around. I have been in a lot of different districts, and I have experienced a lot of different performances, and I just know every time I've come to a concert at Mid Prairie, I've always left just feeling energized and recharged, especially this time of year around the Christmas season. Students put a lot of hard work into what they do. They're very committed, and it's just really enjoyable to see so much joy within the students and in their performance.
And as we are entering the end of the first semester, what have you seen from the Mid Prairie students this year that stand out to you?
Yeah, one of the biggest things was the Pops and Pies concert, which was really nice because that gives the kids an opportunity to choose a solo and sing it. There were lots of different solos, and it was just great to see everybody, their growth from the years past, and to see them get an opportunity to try to sing on their own. So that was really awesome. Also, the musical was super amazing this fall. They did the musical Pirates of Penzance, which was mostly singing, and so that was pretty amazing to see their vocal abilities with that as well.
I was fortunate enough to actually see that performance also, and I was just blown away by the amazing singers in that Mid Prairie community, and it was opera-style songs, and those aren't easy to do.
It is not easy. It's an operetta, actually, and my son was in the performance, and I helped him with some of the music, and I remember saying to him often, you know, this music is so hard, but they really rose to the challenge and put in some phenomenal hard work, and I was just blown away myself.
And these students that you're working with at the high school, are there any of those that you had worked with when you were at the elementary school?
Actually, I taught in Iowa City. I do know a few of the students from when I taught in Iowa City that have come down here to Mid Prairie. But I've known a lot of these kids. I have a couple of children in the high school right now. And so I have known them and watched them growing up. And so it's really been a really awesome experience that I never anticipated, working with these students and getting to know them. And also getting to see my kids at school each day is a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like they're in very good hands with you at the helm. Looking ahead to next year, are there any events that the band and choir will be participating in that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I know that the Madrigal is going to be performing. We will start rehearsals for that in January, And the Madrigal is February 24th, 25th, and 26th. I know tickets will be going on sale soon for that, and it's definitely something you won't want to miss. If you've never attended a Madrigal, it's quite a sight. It's a little bit like a Renaissance play, and then they have the Renaissance music that goes along with it. And it's just awesome to be able to hear just their voices and hear them singing a cappella.
Well, thank you, Allison, for taking a little time to preview that concert and the other events in the music department with me. Once again, that concert for Mid Prairie is on Tuesday, December 20th. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up here?
It's just been a great, awesome experience here at Mid Prairie, and I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be able to sub.
That was Allison Greiner joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Mid Prairie Music Concert next week. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.